Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on? It's Ninja Scroll, man, and you are listening to the Hornets News Network. I'm trying to change the name of this network. I don't know how to do it. I forgot all about how to do everything with Blog Talk. It's been such a long time that I've been like really actively on this thing, man. But I just wanted to come on here tonight because, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. Today is March 31st, 2020. I mean, yo, it's already April. Believe it or not, man, the months are flying by. I remember when New Year's came in, you know, and if you guys want to call in, I don't know the number offhand, so you just got to look on the website if you want to call in. I'm only on here for a half an hour right now, so if you want to call in, you better call in now. Hit number one and let me know that you're in the host queue, and then I'll let you on. I'll bring you on if I can. I don't know how if I can even do that for my because I'm not on the computer, so I guess you can't call in. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what the heck is going on here. You know, it was like, I can remember February, you know, and February 13th, some stuff happened to me around here that I had to deal with some issues with some people that work for me. You know what I'm saying? I own a couple of businesses. One of them is a cleaning company and the other one is a driving company. So some things happened to both our companies that I had to deal with employees. Okay, so I actually lost one of my buildings because one of my employees was doing drugs in the building. You believe this stuff, man? Anyway, that was like February 13th, you know, and everything was good, you know. And next thing I know, I mean, just out of the blue, I mean, this coronavirus thing is here, and then we're quarantining ourselves, and there's National Guard on the streets, and we're about to be forced vaccinated and mandatory vaccinations. And, you know, it's, what the heck just happened here? What just happened here? You know, and for me, I'm home a lot now because of, I'm not driving anymore. I got other things happening with the other people doing that, you know, employees that do that. So, and I can live off of money that I saved up. So, that's what I'm doing. I'm right now, you know, I get paid for my businesses and then I live off of that and I'm good. You know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, so for me, the quarantining thing is not an issue because I'm already home anyway. I'm home. I clean the house. I take care of the dogs, stuff like that, you know, cook, clean, whatever, for my kids and all that stuff, go shopping. I do stuff like that almost like a wife would do, like a homemaker. I'm a homemaker right now until I get back out there working, which I will do eventually. I think on the 23rd, I'm going to start going back out there to work. But it's like out of the blue stuff just started happening, man. And I'm not the whole virus thing and the 6 feet social distancing and all this crap they got going on. I know what it is. See, I can't remember the last time I even got sick. I might have got like a cold or something, like sneezed once or twice. But the minute that happens to me, the minute I feel any type of itchiness in my throat or abnormalities in my nose, you know, I want like a little tingle or whatever, I heat myself up. I put on a mask or I put a shirt over my face or something, and I breathe in, and the heat kills whatever is in there, and I'm better. Like the last time I had anything, it must have been, I don't know, sometime in January, I woke up one day and my throat, my voice was like gone, you know, from mucus sitting on your throat, and I was hoarse for one day only. And I remember my kids saying, "Dad, you're finally sick." And I was like, "I'm not sick. I just have my voice is hoarse. I'm not sick." I said, "It's like if I was screaming somewhere all day and I came home and woke up the next morning and my voice was hoarse. That doesn't mean I'm sick. I'm, you know, I just lost my voice from the mucus drip." So, and you can, if you want to say I was sick, whatever. But I don't consider that being sick. I wasn't like flu-like symptoms, and I wasn't like headache and stomach ache and vomiting and dizzy and sweating and all that junk. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember the last time that has happened to me. Anyway, so I did my trick. I don't take medicine. I don't take no aspirin. I don't take no cough medicine, no cough drops, no sore throat, nothing, none of that. I take my little mask. I put my mask on my face like a little ninja mask on. I bundle up real. I get real warm. I turn the heat up a little bit in the house, and I just get hot. And the heat kills whatever did that. The next day I woke up, and they were like, you got your voice back. I said, I told you. You know what I'm saying? And my kids do the same thing. Whenever they feel any type of thing like that, they heat up, and they get the same results. So, you know, it's not that I'm worried about this COVID thing and all that stuff. That is nothing, because it's nothing but a cold. And I know that. And most of you out there know that too. You know, I don't know why. They're hyping this up for reasons. You know, they're saying all this stuff and all these. And they just, I just can't understand why people just don't look at stuff, man. How come people don't look at stuff? Look at what's going around you. You know, look at what's happening. Look at the statistics. And all they talk about is people just dying, COVID. How do you know it's from that? Because they said it. Do you know the person that died? No. Well, do you know if they had any other ailments? No. Then how do you know that they died from COVID-19? Because somebody said it? This is what's happening here, man. People just say, the news and the government and the politicians, they say stuff, and we just say, okay. That happened without any investigation at all. Nobody knows if anybody died at all. I don't know for sure. I don't see no funerals. Before all the social distancing stuff started happening and it started locking down stuff, people were dying from COVID, right? Did anybody see any funerals? Did they say this person died and their funeral was there? Now, let me tell you what they do, though, is this one kid over in Philly, he wanted to have his, I think it was a sweet 16 birthday or 13 birthday, whatever it was. I think he was turning 16 and he was supposed to have a birthday party, but he can't have a birthday party because of social distancing. So you know what they did? They had people drive past his house in cars and hand him gifts. I guess they were throwing him gifts. They showed something on TV, on the news, but they handed him gifts and they're honking the horns. And that's how he had his birthday party. They showed that. That's my point. My point is they show that on TV. They bring that story to TV. But what about the story of the person that they say died from COVID? And did they have a funeral? Where's the funerals? Come on, man. People might be dying. And, you know, I'm not saying that people aren't dying. I'm not saying that there is no type of virus, because I don't know for sure. I haven't, you know, I looked up certain things. We all looked up stuff. Some things say it's from 5G, and some things say it's from this, and you got healer cells. And there's all kind of information out there. You know, I can't sit here and say 100% for sure that there is no virus, and I can't sit here and say 100% for sure that there is a virus. I can say that whatever's happening, they are using it to control us. They are using words to control us, to lock us up in our own homes. They are seeing what they can do to y'all. Don't y'all see this? For me, I'm home anyway. I'm not on lockdown. I don't follow that stuff, man. If I want to go out right now, it's 11:30, I'll go out right now. The way I see it, this is the time when I can go out. You know why? Because everybody who thinks they're sick is staying in. So it's like this. If everybody, if all y'all stay in the house so you don't spread the virus, then I can go out because there's nobody out there for me to spread the virus to. I can't spread the virus to nobody. There's nobody out there. So everybody's staying in houses so I can go out. And then I'll go in and y'all come out. And we all stay safe. It's like vaccines. It's like they want us to vaccinate our kids, right? So the people who don't want our kids vaccinated should not have to get them vaccinated. You know why? Because you got yours vaccinated. So if yours is vaccinated, then mine can't get what you can't get what mine can give you, because the vaccine works. And my kid can't get anything because you're vaccinated. So you can't give my kid anything. My kid can't give your kid anything. Oh my goodness. I can't take this anymore, man. I can't take it. It's not being stuck in a house, like I say, because I'm here all the time. You know, my main problem is I got sheep living with me, not my kids. I got some friends staying here, and they're sheep. They're every time I see one of them, they say, "Did you know somebody else died around here from the coronavirus?" And I just look at her like, "You know the person? Yeah, some 60-year-old woman died from coronavirus today." I look at her like, "How do you know she died from?" I don't say it to her because some people you can't talk to. There are some people that their cup is already full. You know what I'm saying? They know it all already. They have all the information, so you can't tell them anything. And that's the type of people that they are. So I don't say nothing. There's no reason to. So she'll say, "The 60-year-old woman died from corona today." And this happened today. So I just looked at her and I was like, okay. And they get mad because I don't engage in that. I don't engage in that because what I want to say isn't what you want to hear. What I want to say is, how do you know she died from corona? How do you know she died from COVID-19? And then she'll say, "Well, that's what they said on the news." And I'll say, "Did you know that person?" "No." "How old was she again?" "60. "Did you know this person?" "No." "Do you know if they had any other illnesses, anything else, like any health problems?" "No." "Well, how do you know she ain't died from the flu with corona? How do you know she didn't die from cancer but had COVID-19 at the same time?" "Well, how do you know she just didn't die from it? She just died naturally, and they said it's COVID-19. We don't know anything. We only know what they tell us. It could be people out here dying from car accidents. It could be people out here dying from influenza. They could have pneumonia. Somebody could die from cancer, from diabetes. Somebody could have a heart attack, and then the news will say they died from COVID-19. And they may not even had it. How do we know they even had this? We don't know what's true. We don't know. The only people that know what's true are the people that are there. And how do they know what the media is spinning? This is ridiculous. That's my thing. I'm not, the quarantine stuff and the social distancing and all that stuff is just stupid. It's just stupid. The thing is, what I look at is how people are reacting to this, man. How people are actually buying into this and following it and doing it and believing it. Why they're just taking stuff from us. They locked you in your own home. Why would you put people that ain't, why would you lock away people? That's called, you're in prison. We get to come out certain times, and then they say, okay, get back in the cell. Lock down. You know, it's time to lock, lights out. Lock down at 10 o'clock. Everybody get in your houses, lights out. Lock you down. You can't come out until 8 a.m. the next day. Are you serious? Do y'all see what they're doing? Some of us do. And some of us have been saying this for a long time. Some of us have been preaching this, and it's been years. I'm talking about, like, I started talking about this stuff back in 2009. And not just me, and I'm not saying I'm some type of prophet. I'm saying we read stuff. We look up stuff. We critically think. And that gives us knowledge. Because we take the time to do that when there's millions of y'all out there that don't. And we're doing it, and then we tell y'all about it, say, look, this is going to happen. Oh, yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, whatever. And now it's happening. Now, I'm with a lot of people. I don't know, because my kids ask me all the time, well, is this it? Now, you know, I don't know if this is it. I know that this is most likely for me, I believe, it's a test run. It's a test run to see how far they can go and who does what. Y'all get what I just said right there? Who does what? Who will follow them like sheep and who will buck them like bulls? Because now they got to know how to handle us, the ones that are awake, the ones that are still out here preaching and teaching and telling everybody, watch out for this. Here they come. Now they got to say, okay, that Ninja Scroll dude, he ain't listening to us. He's out here trying to warn people, trying to tell people our plan. And that A.J. Blunt dude, he's trying to tell people our plan. And that Destiny Lab people, they over there trying to tell people our plan. And that Joshua Lurie dude, he's trying to tell people our plan. And that Jeff Walden, he's trying to tell people our plan. We gotta figure out around. We gotta get them. Daniel Obermeyer, we gotta get them guys. We gotta figure out how we can either get them to believe what we're saying, or we got to round them up. Because not only are they telling people our plan, they are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They trying to get people saved out here. We got to round them up. We got to round them up. They getting information, all types of information, from doing this little test drill or whatever it is. It could be something that started off as a test, and they're like, hey, this working so good, we just keep on. We might as well do it now. Digital currency. Come on, y'all. the very first time I heard somebody say something about money being dirty, and I said, cash this aside. I told my kids immediately, cash this society is coming up. Cashless society is coming up next. I said, because they're going to say that money is dirty and it has germs on it, and everybody's going to buy into that. Now you got people walking around here with masks on and gloves on, and deliveries getting thrown at you out the cars. Pizza boxes getting flung at you. Here, buddy. Yo, cashless society. No contact payments. That's what they call it. We know what it means. No contact payments. My daughter first told me about that when she was ordering something from DoorDash, and it said they have a no contact policy. I said, did they have a contact policy before this? For real, man, what was it before all this happened? When the guy came to deliver your stuff, was he contacting people? Why do you have to put a no contact policy in that? What is happening? When was he? Was he contacting people in October last year, in September last year, when DoorDash was delivering food to people? Were they contacting people? What do they do? Here's your meal, and then smack somebody on the butt. Grab them on here. Here's your meal. Grab their arm. Kiss their hand. What were they doing? When did they contact people? Did the pizza man contact me when I ordered pizza? When you go to McDonald's, do you get contacted when they hand you the bag? Are you serious? Do you see how dumb we are, man? I don't think y'all see how dumb we are. Some of us see it, but you dumb ones don't. Y'all fall for this stuff, man. I don't know. All I know is that I can't sit back here anymore and look at this. Like I said, it's not just being home, sitting here, because I'm used to this stuff. You know, I take care of my house. I go out. I get what I got to get. I come home. I chill. I write some songs. You know, I make some videos. I make some beats. Whatever. I can keep myself together like this. That's not the issue. What I'm talking about, I can't take this no more, is I can't take the foolishness that people are letting happen to them. I can't take how stupid people are. I can't understand why people are so dumb. But you know, I guess I can't understand it. I just didn't think that I would see it so quickly and so soon. I thought it would take a little bit longer, for people to start acting like this, or for people to react this way. But I was wrong. I was wrong. People have been conditioned for so long that it just takes some words to make people lock themselves in their houses, to stand 6 feet away from somebody. This is what's crazy right here, yo. They tell us that when we at stores, we have to stand 6 feet away from somebody when they're in line. But when you went to the store in your Uber, you wasn't 6 feet from your Uber driver, was you? No, you wasn't. I don't know. Somebody's trying to call me. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do it on my phone. I'm not on the studio. So next time I'll have my other phone up, and I have the studio opened up so I can bring people in and all that. So sorry. I know I told people to call in, but I wasn't prepared. So next time, whenever I do it, I'll be prepared. But it's so funny. It's so funny. There's people standing 6 feet away from each other. And I was at Walmart the other day, and they had the tape on the floor. So me and the dude in front of me, we're laughing at it. I'm like, man, I'm not afraid of you. He said, no. So I'm standing right normal, right next to him. You know, he got his stuff up on the thing. he's 6 feet away from the guy in front of him. So he goes to put his stuff up on the belt, and she's yelling at him like, you can't, you're too close to him. And he's like, I'm just putting my stuff on the belt. No, you're too close to him. I was like, oh, boy. So then he walks up. His stuff is on the belt. The guy in front of him goes. The stuff on the belt goes to the cashier. He walks up there with the stuff on the belt. Now he's 2 feet away from the cashier. I said, wait a minute. How does he have to be 6 feet away from him, but he can be 2 feet away from you? When it comes to y'all taking his money, oh, now that ain't no more social distancing. When Walmart wants their money, you don't have to social distance. Only when you're in line. This is madness. It's confusing. And God is not the author of confusion. This is all Satan. That's what this is, man. It's confusing. You can't be 6 feet. So I said, I put on Facebook the other day, does the social distancing rule apply when you're at home? Do I have to be 6 feet away from my daughter at all times? How did my daughter train somebody at work? She works at a supermarket. How does she train somebody today? She came home and said, she trained somebody. I said, how'd you train somebody? Was she 6 feet away from you? When you were training her, was she like looking like, what you doing with that computer? How does she train her? You can train people, but you can't stand in line behind them when you're waiting to pay for your stuff. You got to be 6 feet away. But you can train them. They can be right next to you when you train them. the aisles and stores, they're not 12 feet apart. When you get on a bus, people are still going to work, right? When they get on a bus, are the seats on the bus 6 feet away? Do they allow only a certain amount of people? Do they say, okay, look, we can only allow, this bus holds 32 people, so we can only allow, 12 people on here, 13 people, whatever, 13, 16. We can only allow 16 people in here, and you got to sit 6 feet apart from each other. That means you can't sit across from the aisle from nobody. You got to be like 3 seats behind somebody. Come on. What about trains? How is this social distancing working? It only works in stores somewhat, because you can go down an aisle next to somebody. There's not 6 feet of aisle separating you. The thing about this whole thing is people are buying this, man. Is anybody thinking the way we think? Is anybody saying to themselves, how can we, why is it they tell us that we have to be 6 feet away in Walmart But when I came up here at Walmart with my son in the car, he was sitting right next to me in the passenger seat, and his friend was in the back seat. I have a friend of mine talk about going to the movies with her son. Well, not even a friend. She's not a friend. Just some girl I heard. Some girl that I know was talking about going to the movies with her son for visitation. And she was complaining that the movie theaters are closed. Why can't they open the movie theaters up and then just have that certain amount of people and everybody sit 6 feet apart? And I said, then you and your five-year-old son got to sit 6 feet apart. Was she thinking that? No. She's thinking that she can go to the movies with her son and they can sit next to each other. And her mom can sit next to her. But everybody else got to sit 6 feet away from them. No. When you go in there, when y'all stand in the line to get your tickets, you got to be 6 feet away from each other. Right? And then when you sit down in the movie theater, you got to sit here. And then your son got to sit like 5 seats away from you. And then your mom got to sit 5 seats away from him. Come on, man. Come on, y'all. Think, man. There's nothing. I mean, even if everybody, you see, the only way we could avoid this and stop this from happening is if everybody had to be on board. And they know that's not going to happen. But everybody, the entire world, the entire population that they're doing this to would have to be on board and say, we're not doing it. We're not staying in our house. And they'll say, okay, that didn't work. They're not ready yet. Their brain is still functioning. You know, but that's the only way that anything could be stopped, because there's no way to stop this. If a handful of us stand up and do that, we're just going to get locked up. You know what I mean? We'll all just get rounded up and ridiculed by the people that we're fighting for. You know? This is nuts, man. I just wanted to come on today, man, and just get some stuff off my chest. I already feel better. You know, I think I need to do this more often. And I really do. I really hope that I want to get this to a point, even if it's a half hour, even if I got to go on for an hour, and then y'all come on with me, and we all just bust on people like this. I'm like, what is, you know, just because, you know what, it's not funny, but it's good to get it off your chest. Because I'm sitting here and I'm watching these people walk around here like zombies getting toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? And buying stuff and buying all this stuff off the shelf for enough for a cold. Because the people are getting colds. Come on. Oh, boy. They ain't have to shoot nobody. They ain't have to blow up no buildings. They ain't have to do nothing dramatic, nothing drastic. Just say somebody got a cold and died. And everybody, everybody goes nuts. I got 90 seconds left, so I'm going to end it right now. But I want to just say thank y'all for listening, whoever is listening. If you are listening, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Next time I do this, I will have the call-in number and all that set up. And I have my little studio set up so that you guys can call in. We can chop it up on here. I think I'm going to do an hour show next time, man, so we can really chop it up. And I want to get my man AJ Blunt on here, chop it up with him, and Joshua Lurie, and whoever else wants to come on. Just call up in here, man, next time. Y'all see it on Facebook. I don't know when I'm going to do it. Just check my Facebook page out. When you see me saying I'm going live at this time, jump on in here, man. Let's go chop it up and talk, and let's fellowship with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. I love y'all, man. All right, y'all stay safe. Keep your sanity, man. Try to keep your sanity. God bless y'all. I love you.